Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Foreclosures are back. There was a lull as investigators looked into things like robo-signing, people signing documents without verifying any of the information. But now the wheels are turning again. Today's Realty Track report shows loan default notices jumped by 14% over the last 3 months, with 16 million Americans still behind on mortgage payments. Reporter Paul Keel has been investigating foreclosures. He says banks are still dragging their feet. The Obama administration programs to help homeowners adjust their mortgages or get refinanced with lower interest rates have been fraught with ineptitude, confusion, and in the case of one program, obstruction, ironically, from federal regulators who don't want taxpayer-owned Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to lower mortgages and lose taxpayer money. We'll link you to Paul's reports at herenow.org as ProPublica reporter Paul Keel joins us from the Argo studios in New York. And Paul, state attorneys general have been in negotiations with banks for about a year now over these faulty practices, but California and New York think the agreement taking shape gives too much to the banks. They've walked away. There are other ideas out there, like turning some of these foreclosed properties into rental units, also allowing bankruptcy lawyers to take over the process. But what did you hear from struggling homeowners?
I get a lot of, you know, I'm glad I read your story because I thought I was just kind of crazy. Why can't they find the documents that I sent them? I thought this was just happening to me. It's, you know, some way some people are kind of glad to hear that it's not just them. On the flip side, I get a lot of emails saying, this is great information, but now I feel pretty hopeless about my situation because obviously this is a major problem and there's awareness of it and nothing's really...
And still nothing.
In the short term.
Yeah.
It's kind of a survival mentality. People, you know, I often hear another person in my situation would have given up by now. They would have walked away. One woman in California who I was thinking of putting in a piece, and essentially she had been foreclosed on in, you know, in 2010 and was still trying, you know, to get the attention of regulators because she thought the bank had made a mistake. And she made the decision essentially just to leave it behind because it was, for the purposes of peace and mind, she needed to stop fighting. And
how much equity did she lose in her home?
It's funny because this is a person in California. There are people who bought homes in 2008 and then, you know, within a few months, they're 30-50% underwater. So places like California, Arizona, Las Vegas, very large percentages of the population there owe more than their homes are worth. There was a woman we did a story about a year ago who lost her job and then found out that her cancer had metastasized in the same day. And had just been fighting with her bank forever just to get an answer on she just wanted to stay in her home so she didn't have to worry about that, basically, in her last year. You know, it took us doing a story, and then MSNBC did a segment about her. She was on television, and then finally she got a loan modification. You know, it's sometimes you wonder, like, what it takes, and sometimes it takes getting on national television.
And having cancer and losing your job.
Yeah.
You know, for those who say, hey, I pay my mortgage.
Right. I mean, a couple of points. One is the subprime crisis leading to foreclosures. That was really a 2007 problem. Then we had, you know, skyrocketing unemployment. So the vast majority of people who find themselves behind on their mortgages now, it's because they're making less than they used to, or they're one of the, you know, a spouse loses his or her job. That's the major problem now. There's this kind of lingering idea that the people who are facing foreclosure now, it's because those are the people who, you know, lied on their loan applications and, you know, put another wing on their house or bought more house than they knew that they could afford. It's not really an accurate reflection of the situation now. And separately, it's good to keep in mind what a modification is. It's you're making a deal that is obviously going to keep you in your home, but it's also supposed to benefit the investor. There's a lot of calculations involved, and essentially they're making a judgment. Well, giving this person a break on their mortgage is much more likely to make us money than go ahead and foreclosing.
And might some of those investors be other Americans who, whether they know it or not, have these bundled mortgages in their investment portfolios?
There are places, obviously, like international banks and stuff like that, but also pension funds. So, yeah, it's kind of a funny loop in that way, in that firefighters, pension funds and stuff like that, and they're on the end of some mortgage security. We're all involved in one way or the other.
Paul Keel of ProPublica reporting on what they've discovered about foreclosures. We'll link you to their writing at hereandnow.org. Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.